Good afternoon, everyone. As Dr. Fritchie said, my name is Brendan Zerweller. I'm a graduate student at the University of Florida. And today I'm going to be presenting some results from 2016 looking at quantifying peanut genotypic root architecture in response to irrigation. And just to give kind of a general brief background on peanut, is its taxonomic classification is Arachis hypogea. And there's quite a bit of genetic diversity within the species, including two different subspecies of hypogea and also festigiata. Within each subspecies, there's also different botanical varieties as well. And in this research, what we focused on was the hypogea botanical variety, which is a runner market type, and that predominantly makes up peanut production in the United States, as well as the Valencia market type, which is subspecies festigiata. And we noticed quite a bit of phenotypic diversity among these different subspecies or market types. And you can see just from this picture, in the Valencia market type, we see quite a bit of different canopy development where it's more erect and you usually see kind of larger individual leaves, where in the runners, the growth habit's more prostrate and smaller leaves. And the reproductive structures are also quite different, where the Valencias are smaller seeded as well as more seeds per pod than the runner types. So we really kind of hypothesized in this research by looking at observations like these that there's probably phenotypic diversity among the different peanut varieties. So that's the objective of this research, was to quantify root architecture of these disparate peanut varieties and also their response to early season water management, and also to evaluate possible linkages between the early season development of these varieties to root architecture and how that links to mid-season soil water uptake. So the experimental site was the Plant Science Research and Education Unit in North Central Florida, which this site has very sandy soils. It's an entisol soil. So the way we tested our hypotheses was we set it up in a split plot arrangement in a randomized complete block. And we used rainout shelters for the first 50 days after planting, and we shed all the rain. And then we only supplied water through irrigation using drip irrigation. And our irrigation treatments were 1.9 centimeters per application, as well as a 60% primed acclimation treatment, which is a reduction in irrigation for the first 50 days after planting. And then following the 50 days after planting, each application was 1.9 centimeters. And we scheduled this using an aerometer placed at 30 centimeters of soil depth, and our irrigation threshold was 30 kilopascals. The two different peanut genotypes that we used were COC041, which is Arachis festigiata, and Tough Runner 511, which is a commercial cultivar Arachis hypogea. And this is just a picture of the layout. On the field, you can see our whole plots are irrigation treatments using surface drip irrigation, and it's the width of our rainout shelters, and then inside of and our subplots are the peanut genotypes. So to quantify the different root architectures, we used the mini rhizotron tube system, and these were installed centered and parallel to the row at a 45 degree angle, and we were able to achieve a maximum depth of imaging to 75 centimeters of soil depth. And we took images every 0.96 centimeters of soil depth. And these images were analyzed using WinRhizotron software. We also took several different soil water content measurements over the season. The first, we were using the logged EC5 Decagon soil sensors, soil water content sensors. And these were logged over the whole season, and they're placed at 15 centimeter increments directly under the row to a depth of 75 centimeters. And we also used the Trime TDR soil water content probe, which is a probe that can actually be inserted into the Rizotron tube. And so you can take volumetric water content in those same regions that you are imaging with the Rizotron to try and make linkages between the root architecture and the volumetric water content. So our measurement schedule was we would go out on day one and we would do the root imaging. And then on day two, we would do pre-dawn soil water content measurements as well as pre-dust soil water content measurements. That way we could look at the difference in water content between pre-dawn and pre-dust to determine water uptake that occurred throughout the entire day. And this was done weekly, starting at 61 days after planting up into 96 days after planting. So this first graph is the early season water content, and this is the log data. And the two different lines are the blue, and which is the full irrigation treatment, and then the red, which is the reduction. And a few things to point out are we see a difference with our full irrigation treatment, which is good. But we see this difference all the way up into a 45 centimeter depth. So this is the depth at which our waters, our irrigation treatments are infiltrating. And we see clear differences between our irrigation treatments. And then at 60 and 75 centimeters, we don't really see the irrigation water infiltrating that deep. And there's not a whole lot of difference between the treatments, and it's a lot more stable too. So looking at the water content, it kind of made me decide, well then, when I look at the root architecture, it'd probably be beneficial to look at it in 0 to 45 centimeters and 45 to 75 centimeters as you see on the x-axis. So that way I can look at the root architecture in that zone of wetting as well as the deeper roots that weren't affected by the irrigation water per se. So the top graph is the total root length, and what we observed was COC 041 responded in both depth ranges with overall more total root length. In contrary, when you look at the total root volume, these two genotypes were non-significant. So overall, more root length with COC 041, but similar volume. And really, this data suggests that COC 041 has a more fibrous root system, possibly allowing it to explore a greater amount of soil area. And this graph is a little similar, where we're looking at average root diameter on the y-axis within those same depth ranges. But here on the top graph is the fully irrigated treatment. And what we observed as in that 0 to 45 depth region, we saw an increase in average root diameter with Tough Runner 511, where we didn't see any differences in the 45 to 75 region, where in the 60% PA treatment or the reduced irrigation treatment, we didn't see any differences in the response of average root diameter. When looking at the root surface area to volume ratio across the whole Rizotron tube, so this would be the roots all the way to 75 centimeters, it was pretty clear that COC and both irrigation treatments had a lot larger root area to volume ratio. So this graph here is looking at the mid-season soil water uptake. And this is over 0 to 75 centimeters. And on this is uptake on this y-axis, and then on this y-axis is the soil water content, which is this dashed line. And we really see kind of a trend in the 100% irrigation treatment where at low water contents here and here, we see a greater amount of water uptake in Tough Runner 511, where in areas where we're in high water contents, we see a greater amount of water uptake in COC 041. So kind of the overall results and conclusions were, we saw the two contrasting root architectures between these two peanut varieties. And overall, there does seem to be a linkage between the root architecture and the soil water uptake. And primarily, these relationships are really the larger diameter roots of Tough Runner 511 seem to be more beneficial at taking up water content at low water contents. And this may possibly be due to, in these coarse sands, as the water content's low, that increased diameter can have better root-to-water contact. Whereas COC 041, it's more fibrous and can explore more soil area in it, but also under high water contents, it's able to take up a total greater amount of soil water. So with that, I would like to thank the funding agencies that made this research possible, USDA NEFA, the Florida Peanut Producers Association, and the National Peanut Board. And I would also like to acknowledge my committee members, especially my main advisor, Dr. Roland, and the various OPS and graduate students that really helped make conduct all these field measurements. It couldn't have been done without any of these people. And with that, I'll take any questions.